Well, obviously, we played at a high level in that game, but, you know, it goes without saying that that game is behind us, and we're moving on to the Bears, and we have to carry over the things that we were successful in doing in that within that game and carry those things over and correct the things that didn't have as much success and try to eliminate those as much as we can on Sunday and, you know, put our best foot forward.
Yeah, right, can you game against them in Chicago early in the season, and now this playoff run started with the Giants game. You know that was your closest game. Defense has been so consistent this year. Is the Packers offense going to make a difference in this one?
Well, we would like to hope so. Obviously, going into the game, you want to execute 100% of the time. You want to be perfect or close to near perfect as possible. But the odds of that happening aren't really in our favor, especially having played these guys a couple times, division rivalry game. The familiarity is there. We know what they're going to do. They know what we're going to do. So there's nothing that they can probably show us that we haven't seen. There's nothing that we can show them that they haven't seen. But at the same time and in the same breath, we have to out-execute those guys and make the plays when they present themselves.
Greg, you had that long catch down the sideline late in the Week 17 game against the Bears. How important is patience in your passing game?
It's very important going up against a team like this. Obviously, they try to get you and lull you to sleep, get you to take those big shot plays, get you out of taking the quick, methodical plays, the checkdowns, things like that, that are going to be there probably all game, more so than in any other game, because that's what they do. They want you to throw underneath, and then hopefully you'll make a mistake. But like you said, we have to be very patient. And like I said, once the opportunity presents themselves, make the plays down the field when the ball is in the air.
Greg, how much of a difference are the conditions up in Chicago, specifically the field conditions, going to make for you as a wide receiver who depends on speed and cutting to do what you do?
Well, it's a huge difference between their field and turf, or grass and turf. But, you know, we got the guys on board in our equipment room. T-Bone, appreciate it, to make sure that we're equipped and ready to go on any field that we're thrown at.
Aaron's had an celebration in the championship belt. How did that pump you guys up, and what's been the most memorable celebration that you've witnessed on the field this season from Aaron's celebration?
Well, number one, I don't know if it pumps us up, but it's... No, it's fun, especially when you get a guy like John, you know, Abraham doing it after a sack, and then he's able to run in for a score. You know, I'm on the sideline, like, give him the belt again, you know. But it just shows his emotion. Obviously, I don't think it's directed at anybody, but, you know, it's just something fun that he does. We get excited when we see it because we know that he's made a play or we made a play as offense.
The injuries have been well documented with this team throughout the year. Why didn't this team crumble or fold with losses to so many key guys in key spots on the field?
Well, number one, I think we're set up to accommodate for any injury. I think they've done a great job upstairs with personnel, bringing guys in that can make plays if someone were to go down, and that was the adverse situation that we were faced with this year. And guys stepped up in key positions and key roles and were able to make plays as though the starters were when they were in, and that's what has propelled us to being in the position we're in today.
Greg, you mentioned a few minutes ago that you play in ideal conditions in the Dome last week and played an almost perfect game, no punts. In what way will the conditions challenge you guys, whether it be the weather or the field? What difficulties does that impose on members of the passing game?
Well, number one, hopefully we're able to block that out mentally. You try to go into a game and prepare yourself mentally and not worry about the outside distractions that could potentially play a role or play a part in the game. And, you know, that's one of the situations that we can't control. The climate, we can't control that. We can't control where we play. We're given a certain situation, and that's going down and playing at Soldier Field in that climate. We're accustomed to playing out in the cold. That's what we do. We're in Green Bay, the warmest city in America. So we're pretty accustomed to that. But It does change the way you do approach the game, but you know, I think that if we can establish the run game and give James some opportunities to run downhill with Brandon and those guys and John Kuhn, then it'll open things up in the passing game.
Last question.
How big a deal is it that for the receivers with Donald up there in years that you get into a Super Bowl? I mean,
James, say that one more time.
How big of a deal is it for you receivers stuff get Donald to a Super Bowl?
Well, it's huge. Obviously, the window of opportunity, it opens and closes as it will. And, you know, the window of opportunity isn't getting any bigger. And the opportunity has presented itself, and we're afforded the chance to get there this year, and we have to make the best of it. Obviously, Donald has been around for a while, and I think he's been in this position once, I believe. And, you know, we didn't get it done that time, and now we have a second chance, and you're not afforded too many second chances in this game, so we have to make the best of it.